what is a mystery, and what I'm trying to get to the bottom of is what happened at the meeting today, Dwayne, because James Heard was told he was gone yesterday, and the first stages of his removal happened yesterday before the Crichton medal count. Mark Thompson definitively, in my is my belief, knew or believed that James Heard would be gone by today or in the coming days when he made that staggering and quite breathtaking speech to the Essendon faithful at the best and fairest count. So James met Paul Little yesterday afternoon, and as I said, he was given the opportunity to resign with a nominal payout, I think was one of the options put forward to him. And something happened this morning. Obviously, James Heard has dug in and is refusing to go quietly. And there's been a cooling off period, and the board will meet again on Monday. But James Heard is gone as coach of Essendon Footy Club. I say to you that he is now coach in name only.
So, Caro, did Mark Thompson fly out to America for a 2-week holiday earlier today with the guarantee that he's now the Essendon senior coach?
I can't tell you whether he was given the guarantee today, but he certainly believed last night that James Heard would be removed as coach of the Essendon Football Club. And he's probably wondering why there was no announcement today.
So he won't be taking the Gold Coast job, that's for sure. So you don't know why...
I don't think Mark Thompson wants to coach the Gold Coast if it came down to Essendon and the Gold Coast. I'm certain that he wants to coach Essendon, and he made that pretty clear last night.
Caro, do you think this would be the first win that Essendon's had for quite a while, PR-wise, for their sponsors, for their fans, if there was a transition in the next couple of days where James is able to be ushered out kindly, in a way, respectfully, and Mark Thompson takes over as coach? Do you think they could actually have hit rock bottom and moved on from this whole saga if they get this done?
I think the response for Mark Thompson at the best and fairest count, it was almost sort of religious, wasn't
yeah.
it? I mean, but I don't think it, James Heard's behaviour has been characterised by anything respectful and quiet. I don't think he has any intention of making it easy for the Essendon Football Club. And they, of course, have... pretty concerned and worried about a wrongful dismissal action, and I'm sure that there is a legal manoeuvre that is behind the delayed decision today.
Now, by not necessarily by the week, but firstly it was Paddy Ryder. We then heard whispers about Jason Winderlich. The name Ben Howlett has now been thrown forward as the next Essendon player that might be looking to move on. Are you aware of that situation, Caro?
No, I'm not... Bruce, to quote Gillon McLachlan, I have no visibility on that. I'm not sure. I mean, I've heard the rumours, but I can't tell you whether it's right or wrong. I can't tell you that. But certainly the players almost... there is and I don't think the coaching decision will affect what Paddy Ryder's going to do, but there is an almost unanimous push from the players that they want Mark Thompson to be their coach next year.
So what's the time frame, Caro? Because trade period, obviously... is going to be affected if there's still a state of uncertainty at the Essendon Football Club. Even with the draft, I mean, a player wouldn't want to be drafted if the uncertainty carries on and all of a sudden Essendon pulls his name out of the barrel. He'd be thinking, oh, my goodness, what have I done?
So, I know, who's my coach? No, yeah. Well, that's why I think there will certainly, I'm convinced there will be a decision by Monday, if not before, and James Heard will not be coach of Essendon.